The suspect was taken into custody after a four-hour standoff. All passengers and crew are safe. A surprisingly weak jobs report for a second straight month is renewing concern for the U.S. economy might be slowing after a strong finish last year. Only 113,000 jobs were added in January, but economists say solid job gains in construction and manufacturing point to underlying strength. The jobless rate dropped to 6.6% in January from 6.7% in December. A judge is ordering that a retired Tampa, Florida police officer who shot and killed a man inside a movie theater during an argument over texting be held without bail until his trial. At a hearing today, prosecutors played a grainy video of the shooting and a recording of the defendant's police interview in which Curtis Reeves said, "If I had to do it over again, it would have never happened." A Minnesota boy who stowed away on a flight to Las Vegas last year is close to being reunited with his parents. A Hennepin County judge says he's pleased enough with the boy's progress and that he'll soon be able to permanently rejoin his family. The boy, who is 10 years old, has been placed outside his home under Child Protective Services. The boy was not in court today. Taking a look at what's happening in local news. The Michigan Appeals Court has cleared an attorney who spent time in jail for saying the word guilty in the presence of jurors at a Flint restaurant. The court says Genesee County Judge Archie Heyman abused his authority in finding Anthony Lubkin guilty of criminal contempt. Lubkin says he was discussing a matter with a client when a jury in a murder trial was brought into the same restaurant back in 2012. He admits using the word guilty, but says that it had nothing to do with the jury. A judge's aide reported the incident, and Heyman subsequently declared that Lubkin's comment had interfered with the jury. Lubkin was sentenced to 30 days in jail, but was released after about 4 days. He says the higher court's reversal means America still works. You might have called them crazy if you saw them sitting on the roof in the blistering cold wind, but thanks to the brave Huron County community members toughing it out, the Huron County Child Abuse and Neglect, or CAN Council, is well on their way to their fundraising goal. Vice President of the CAN Council, Elizabeth Hurd, told us how much was raised from the 18th annual CAN Council roof sit.
We ended the day today with $10,200 raised, and donations will be accepted till the end of the month, so hopefully we're keeping our fingers crossed we'll reach our $13,000 goal.
She says teams of about six people at a time take turns going up onto the roof for hour-long increments if they can stand it. Otherwise, there are a few jobs they can do with 2 feet on the ground.
It was brutal. It really was. Yeah. God bless them for being up there for as long as they could weather it, because it was bad. Yeah, it was cold. There'll be a couple on the roof and a couple at the doors, a couple at our soup station, and one up front, you know, helping teams. And we were selling flowers actually this year, which was nice.
The Roof Sit is the group's biggest fundraiser of the year, which is held annually on McDonald's Food and Family Center in Bad Axe. The money raised supports community resources like the Children's Fun Fair, Huron County Baby Pantry, and the Kids First Family Dinner. For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. And for the latest in Thumb Area News anytime, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net.
We've got a cold weekend ahead of us and a little bit of snow expected to fall as well. We're looking at tonight to be seeing quite a bit of cloud cover over the region, although a few breaks in the clouds now and then. Quite cold, low 0 to 5 above. Wind chills between minus 5 and minus 10 with southwest winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, thickening clouds, a high of 15. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour, so pretty light as far as the winds go. Saturday night, cloudy with some snow showers and flurries developing over the region. Lows between 5 and 10 above. Wind southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow at 60%, 1 to 2 inches possible as far as accumulations go by daybreak Sunday. Sunday looks cloudy with a 30% chance of lingering snow showers and flurries, highs 15 to 20. Monday clouds give way to partly sunny skies, temperatures stay cold, highs near 15. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, I'm meteorologist Steve Adamson.
Of life, the tomahawk and the bowie knife. tongue and taught their English to our young. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud. Maybe someday when they've learned, the Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return. After 2 a.m. and talk.